This Paul W. Smith podcast is brought to you by Dow Automotive Systems. Build stronger, lighter vehicles. Learn how at Betamate.com. And also brought to you by the McComb Group. Customer service and satisfaction is their first priority.
I enjoyed a very healthful meal over the weekend, Saturday on Agricultural Day, Agriculture Day, and nationwide, of course, at the Beirut restaurant in Toledo. Labib and Karen Hajar with the fabulous food that was talked about. In fact, the Iron Chef said the finest Mediterranean food in the country there in Toledo. And of course, the finest diet, the Mediterranean diet, is excellent, and it includes lamb and beef and meat, all those good things. So we had a fabulous meat out on the grill day to celebrate all of agriculture throughout the sound of my voice. So that was a good thing. Some things happened overnight that have people, some people up in arms, some people high-fiving up in arms. And this man has been, since 1955, introducing health care legislation all my life. And before that, his father did it. Of course, I'm talking about Congressman John Dingell, who is on the other end of our line, was bestowed all kinds of honors. They used his gavel to knock it in and all that other stuff. And Congressman, I am sure that you're very pleased with what has taken place the last 24 hours.
Well, good morning to you, Paul W. Smith. Yesterday was a great day for America and for the American people and for patients. Business got relief from an appalling cost that they confront. Citizens know that now they can get health insurance at fair prices. A major cause of bankruptcy was removed, and that's health care costs and the lack of health insurance. 18,000 people last year died of health care, died of lack of health care insurance, and that is going to be brought to a halt. The interesting thing about this is that we did it with not a single Republican vote, for which we greatly regret. But we also passed a piece of legislation that is fiscally responsible and will save over 20 years well over $1 trillion for the American people. So the accomplishment is enormous. And the support of the AARP, the support of the AMA, the support of millions of Americans made this event happen.
Congressman, I have to say, just step by step, that if this is something that, as you put it in the beginning of your statement, that is helping small businesses and businesses who were struggling with health care costs, why then would the United States Chamber of Commerce be so up in arms and against this? Why would the National Federation of Independent Businesses, the nation's leading small business association, be so up in arms and against this?
Paul W., those are lobbying groups and have always opposed this kind of thing. If you look, you will find they have made a career of opposition to this kind of legislation at the Chamber of Commerce. And if you look, they've opposed Social Security, they opposed Medicare, and they have opposed every major step of this kind. The same thing with NFIB. The interesting thing is the numbers are against them. Small business will receive a significant tax subsidy of as much as 50%. An 18% discrimination against small business in the rates of insurance companies will be brought to a halt. 32 million Americans will receive coverage, and the ordinary American will stop being a participant in paying for those who don't have health care to the amount of better than $100 billion a year.
A question that was posed earlier as we opened our phone lines, and we'll get back to our callers, by the way, here on the Paul W. Smith Show at WJR, 800-859-0957, 800-859-0WJR. A caller said, wanted me to ask you, how can you, Congressman, in good conscience, vote against the wishes of those you represent?
Well, I don't vote against the wishes of the people that I serve. Remember this, Paul W., I have been elected to Congress about 27 times. And that means I go home and I listen to my people and I talk to them. The simple fact of the matter is the polls show that the important components of this legislation are approved and supported by the American people. No longer can insurance companies discriminate against people who have pre-existing conditions. No longer can they cancel your policy while you're on the gurney going into the operating room. No longer can they rate you up because of your age. Being a woman will no longer be a pre-existing condition. There are all manner of benefits for people. The donut hole for recipients of benefits under Part D of Medicare is brought to a screeching halt, and huge amounts of money are going to be saved for the taxpaying public.
Are we ready to let 72,000 more people die in our country if 18,000 died or whatever the number is, the figure that anyone comes up with per year because of a lack of health insurance or health care, when this bill doesn't basically take effect until 2014?
Paul W., we're not ready to be doing it, but let me remind you, this has been going on for years. We are bringing it to a halt. The harsh fact of the matter is when you're going to pass legislation that will cover 300 American people in different ways, it takes a long time to do the necessary administrative steps that have to be taken to put the legislation together to control the people. You know, our Republicans have spent a long time not participating, not helping, carping and delaying, but at the same time, they have contributed nothing to this and made no offer whatsoever as to what it is they want or what they stand for.
How does this, if we were to pull out the bill you first introduced or the one your dad introduced before 1955 or the one you'd started in 1955, how different would this one be, comparatively so?
Well, there are, of course, differences. That was dad's bill, and my bill is a single-payer bill. This is not. But that doesn't mean that this is a bad bill. This nation functions on the basis of incremental progress and of change, which meets the ability of the Congress to accept and to believe that they serve their people. And so it is not a single-payer bill, but it is going to cover 95% of Americans. And people of low income are going to receive subsidies and help so that they can be covered. People who had pre-existing conditions will no longer be able to be discriminated against. In fact, I saw it to it that the Patient's Bill of Rights, on which we had a tremendous fight against the insurance companies, has now become law. And the president the other day called it the Patient's Bill of Rights on steroids, which, in fact, it is.
I just, Congressman, we'll let you go. We appreciate your pleasure in getting something passed that you've been working on all your life and watched your dad work on as well. I think it's completely different than what you originally talked about in 1955 and what your dad talked about. And I think it is a massive, just from what you've just said that this is going to do, I don't know how in the world, especially now, in this economy, we can afford such a tax increase and greater expenses for all of us.
Well, Paul W., let me answer that. This is going to save and reduce the budget deficit by better than $143 billion in the first year in which it's going to be in effect.
How much do you want to bet? How much do you want to bet on that, Congressman? A friendly little wager here, a gentleman's
I'll
wager.
I'll bet you good dinner, Paul W. But remember, this is the Congressional Budget Office, a nonpartisan agency that is known for its truthfulness and its responsibility. And that same agency says it's going to reduce the budget deficit by better than $1.3 trillion in the second 10 years.
Okay. Congressman, we got to go. Appreciate your diligence, and I know you believe you've done the right thing. Time will tell. I would have liked to have heard the president be a little more honest. Instead of saying, We proved that we are still a people capable of doing big things. We proved that this government, a government of the people and by the people, still works for the people. It would have been a lot more honest for him to say, and let me just tell you what I think it would have been more honest to say. We understand we have substantial opposition, but we intend to show the American people that this is really a good thing, not a bad thing. That would have been a pretty honest assessment.
He is going to do that, and in effect, he has said that. And let me remind you that both he and his opponent in the campaign campaigned on that they were going to cover every American with health insurance. He has done so.
Well,
and the Republicans are complaining that we have jammed this down the people's throat and that we have rushed it through. It has taken us 15 months of continuous opposition by the Republicans to finally get this bill into law.
Well, I don't want to go back over campaign promises from anybody, but I appreciate what you're saying, Congressman. Always a pleasure talking with you, sir. You have my respect, as always.
Paul W., I love you. Now you have my respect. I'm sorry we disagree, but the American people are going to be well served by this.
I pray you're right and I'm wrong. I pray you're right.
Paul, you're a wise man. You know that the last perfect law came off of Mount Sinai with Moses. And there are mistakes here, as there always are in legislation. But remember, the same charges were made by the same people about Social Security and Medicare. And those have worked out to be two of the great and most popular and successful social programs in the history of this country or anywhere else.
Oh, my. All right, Congressman, always good talking with you. Thank you, sir, very much, and my best to the lovely Deborah.
You have a great day, my friend.
All right, Congressman John Dingell, catch up a quick traffic here with Joel. Joel, we okay out there?
Talking about what matters to you. Paul W. Smith Mornings. Catch it live on News Talk 760 WJR AM. And stay up to date online at WJR.com.